the XTU Morning Crew along with Andy Summers. Good morning.
Dave Cruz.
Did you get punked or pranked or fooled at all yesterday?
I didn't, and I'm kind of glad because I was really tired and I just wasn't in the mood for it. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. But like yesterday would have been like, get out of my face.
Well, there were actually a couple cute ones that some brands did. Like McDonald's Australia announced a McPickle sandwich.
Oh.
Hasbro revealed a Mr. Avocado head, which I think would have been hysterical. There was some dealing with pets as well. But one I thought was really funny, Tinder, right? The dating app.
Oh, yeah.
They had a fake height verification feature. Because I know you don't do the dating apps. I do. And one thing that Tinder does is to prove you're a real person when you first sign up, they'll have a picture of someone in a pose. You have to mimic that pose. Take a picture of yourself and send it back to them so they know you're a real person.
Really?
So what they wanted to do for this, they said they're going to start a height verification feature where you had to stand next to a commercial building, send a picture to them. They would do state-of-the-art height verification.
Okay.
And then put a little height verification badge on your profile to say that, yes, dudes are actually the height that they claim they are, because you may have heard we can lie a little bit about our height.
Right. Well, I was just going to say, Dave, that, this sounds actually like it should not have been a prank and that it's something Tinder should think about doing. I mean, yeah. I'm tall, right? I'm 5'10", and I've always been tall. And my whole life, men have said to me, you've got to be at least 6 foot. And I'm like, no. They're like, well, I'm 5'10", and you're taller than me. I'm like, no, you're not 5'10". Guys always want to think that they're taller than they are, so you write down the wrong thing. And for a tall woman, that's tough, especially if I were on a dating app and you can't see the guy.
Oh, yeah. These dating apps have to be a nightmare for a tall girl.
Yes.
Because there's no way men are being honest about their height. I say on this, I'm 6'5".
Oh, my gosh. Dave.
Still growing.
Good grief. 215-263-6700. I mean, this is super frustrating for me as a tall woman. You know, I would imagine that it's frustrating just kind of for everyone, though, right? Have you ever met somebody who lied about their height? Would you want Tinder or any other dating app to do a height verification? Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. We're talking about height features on dating apps. What do you think?
I think they should not have a height verification, because if they're lying about that, they may end up lying about the more important measurements. But have a great day. Thank you. And love you. Love your show.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this joke that Tinder played? I kind of feel like it should be a real thing, verifying a guy's height.
100%. I'm 6 foot tall, and every time I would go on OkCupid or Tinder or Bumble, you get pumped by these guys who say they're 6'3", and I'm like, no, you have to change your qualifications around.
Yeah, we can only put on so many pairs of socks to get taller.
That's true. Love you guys. Love your show. Bye-bye.
Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU. Good morning, Nikki.
Hi. I met my last ex on Tinder, and he told me he was 5'3", and I'm 5'2", so you think I wouldn't have trouble finding a guy taller than me. But when we met, he was shorter than me. He was an inch shorter than me.
No. Hashtag short guy problems.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So I don't blame him about lying about his height, because if you're that short, like, I understand why you would lie, but you knew I told you I was 5'2". He thought I was lying, too.
Okay, so even for you, height was an issue. It's not just tall girls like Andy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
Let's go to line 3. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Dave. How are you guys
doing? Good morning.
Today?
What's on your mind, man?
Well, about the height thing, there's no reason to lie going into something. They're going to find out what your height is immediately. There's no point to lie to them. I'm 5'10 and 3/4, but I say I'm 5'11. So I had that very slim margin to lie about, but I'm not really lying about my height.
You might as well say 6 feet if you're going to round up a little bit.
I'm not going to say 6 feet, because there's a clear difference. That 1 inch is a big difference.
Well, Andy, is that true?
An inch does make a difference,
Dave.
Okay,
all right,
yeah, for
then.
Sure.
All right. It's a whole different verification.
Well, yeah, it's a whole thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.